Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wide open Wednesday.
Can you hit it again, but really, really hit wide? Wide.
No.
Please?
No.
Oh, well, we've got a caller waiting on the line.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a call right now. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show on Wide Open Wednesday. Who's this?
Hey, f*** you, Rob.
Oh, God. Really?
Yeah, and it punishes me.
Is that
because I have to edit
that. I have a question. Is that 2 weeks in a row, or is that a week before last week?
It is the second time it's happened. But here's what troubles me.
My question would be, do you remember you'd remember more than anybody? Did it happen last week or the week before?
Last week when we had Rob and Joe in.
So it's technically 2 weeks.
It's become a thing now, and I have to hope that it's the same guy. Because what I really don't want is I really don't want it to be some sort of catchphrase. I don't want a T-shirt. I don't want it on a coffee mug. Because you know what, Mike? Words hurt. And you know what? I think he probably meant it in the best spirit possible. But still, I don't want to start a show like that.
For those of you, and I'm getting ready to ramp up for our second radio affiliate, so got to be more radio mindful, you know,
yes,
with licenses and stuff like that. For those of you that might not have heard that, it was a little expletive. We've got another call. Let's hope that this goes a little bit better.
Hey, this call, Mike, I want you to rate it against the first call.
All right, let's let's see. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the program. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Justin calling from my UPS truck. How are you guys?
UPS Justin, how are you?
What can Brown do for you?
Justin, this is not the craziest time, but any time around a holiday, you ramp up a little bit. Is that not correct?
Yep.
What do you hear?
What's
the protocol when you get, let's say, a package that may or may not contain alcohol?
Yeah.
What's the protocol there?
Like a bottle of Whistlepig.
We deliver alcohol all the time. You just need to be 21 to sign for it.
Yeah, but what if they don't sign? Where does that go? Like, does that go back to the center, or does that go to a treasure trove that within a month of
goes into
and
the
found?
Front of the truck where you open it and start drinking it?
That's right. Meanwhile, the brown truck is bobbing and weaving.
Rob, did you send me my whistle pig down?
No,
here?
I don't have the bubble wrap for it yet, and I'm scared to send it.
Oh, that's convenient.
What does that mean?
It's been 3 weeks. I lug that thing in here.
That's good. Good job, too.
No. Well,
great job.
We go to the post office all the time.
I do, but I want to make sure.
No, we use stamps.com.
I want to make sure when stamps.com picks it up, Oscar,
yes,
that it is properly packaged because it is precious cargo. All you had to do was carry it.
Is there a shortage of bubble wrap?
In my house, yes.
Ah,
well,
okay.
We're being very rude. We have a caller.
I'm sorry, yes.
Oh, Justin
UPS
is
guy,
on the phone.
UPS guy, Justin, what's going on?
Nothing. I just called for a very small favor to ask of Mike.
I'm here, and I will see if I can accommodate you, Justin.
Would you please stop with the spoiler alerts or the spoilers?
For Game of Thrones?
Well, for everything. I mean, have you watched Game of Thrones from this past Sunday?
Well, hold on a second.
I thought we were friends.
I mean, Game of Thrones, I know I do it, but what else usually I don't watch stuff that comes right out. Have I done it to anything else to you?
I'm holding a grudge from a long time ago.
Oh, good. Share it with me. What is it? What is it?
Sons of Anarchy, when Gemma got shot.
Oh my God! No, that was huge. I remember when he dropped that.
Did I do that? Now, please enlighten me.
You spoiled me too. I remember.
This is how it goes. The day before Mike sees something, Oscar or Rob brings it up, and Mike is like, no, I haven't seen it. And then that night he watches it, and the next morning he just spoils it for everybody else.
I do. You know, you're right. When you're right, you're right. I am listening to this. I am taking it to heart.
Hodor died. Hodor died.
Yeah.
Hold the door.
And his name means hold the door.
You just did it. And if I hadn't seen Game of Thrones, I would be so pissed at you. And now a lot of listeners are pissed at you.
I was praying that you hadn't seen it.
did anybody see the picture online? It was on Facebook, where someone actually put the picture of Hodor on the
door open.
The door open.
Yeah, I saw that. Hey, can I offer a spoiler alert to Justin?
Yeah, go ahead.
Justin, tonight you're gonna go home, take off your brown socks, and you're still gonna be mad at Mike.
No, I love Mike. I love all you guys.
I also think you've got a legitimate. I'd be pissed. I'd hold a grudge over that.
You guys have a show to do, and you have your passions, and you know you have no empathy for the listener.
Oh, that's horrible!
All right, hang up on him. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate that.
That was a delightful ball busting call. And the fact is that when I do see a show, I get a little excited. I'll be mindful of that in the future. Do we have another call, Oscar?
We do not have another call at the moment, but why don't they keep up? The listeners know how this works.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
In your defense, you watch things, like, you piecemeal it. So you don't watch it the first night. You watch half of Game of Thrones on Sunday night and half of it on. They have 2 days.
Actually,
48
to be honest
hours.
With you, in many cases, I will watch partial on Monday and then a partial on Tuesday. In this particular case, I've really started to get into it, even though I don't understand it.
No one does, Mike. Everyone just pretends.
They pretend they understand it. But the thing is, I'm into it enough where this past Sunday's episode. He spoiled it.
Yeah.
But it really, really was sad. It was very sad.
I saw this all over social media, and I don't watch Game of Thrones, but
Hodor is like a giant.
So what is the big deal about hold the door? Does he hold a door?
Well, here's the thing. He's not a giant anymore.
It kind of looks like you in a good way.
He's a corpse now.
Oh, so he's a dead giant. Very good.
Yeah, but he's tall like you. He could have a beard. He's bald like you.
Oh, by the way, for those people that watch Game of Thrones solely for the reason of the nudity.
Yeah.
There is...
I rewound and paused it. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, I may... Schmeiko Schmera might have done that. The fact is, there is a woman in... And she plays an actress. It's a throwaway part. She's not even a regular character. She was an actress in a play within the show.
Okay.
And backstage after they did it.
She had to dry off.
It is
like Bobby Cannavale.
Yeah,
may have been, and I'm not overstating it. May have been the finest breasts that I have ever seen on it.
Really?
Yeah.
It was absolutely plausible. Yeah. It was plausible.
Two solid scenes.
Plausible.
Two solid. I haven't rewound and paused like a little kid since I was probably 16.
Yeah. Because of the quality.
Yeah, because you can see everything else on the net, right? Why would you rewind and pause?
Was it brief or was it extended?
It was extended enough where you could pause it and get a great look.
Like, quality, and this is key, and I know that this is probably not a conversation we'll have on terrestrial radio as our show grows, but I'll talk about it now.
Yes.
Is that a breast without, saluting nipples?
Yes.
Usually doesn't look that great, right?
Yeah.
Right. Sometimes it just looks messy.
There was a close level of perfection.
Yeah, these breasts look good. Just hanging out, and then they look good saluting as well.
It was truly magnificent. Absolutely. So, and anybody, any of the guys.
A workhorse of your fashion.
Oh, it was phenomenal.
Yeah, like a white Oxford cloth shirt.
Yeah,
any situation.
A daywalker, day and night.
Any.
Built for pleasure and speed.
That watch Game of Thrones for this reason, know what we're talking about, and actually, if you're, even if you don't like the, I like the mysticism. If you don't care about that stuff, if you simply like to see a little, Mr. Skin nudity on a television show, I would recommend. Yeah. And it's very brief. It's very brief, but it's worth it.
Beats the pants or robe or whatever Khaleesi wears.
Don't beat your pants.
Really, compared to Khaleesi, if you're comparing racks, Mike, rack to rack, there's no
Khaleesi's
comparison.
Khaleesi's not in
there's
the
no comparison. Yeah.
Khaleesi is not. And by the way, Khaleesi might have been a rewind.
Sure.
Yeah.
But
I don't like her attitude. I know the actress too much now. Like, the worlds are colliding where I'm like, ugh.
Yep.
Yeah, you look good. You decided to get naked again, though you had a body double in season 2.
Yeah, and
I'm still holding that against you.
Hasn't she used CGI?
In the past.
Yeah.
And that's rough,
right? Let me ask you a Game of Thrones
question. Any chance these magnificent breasts are CGI'd?
No. These are real.
Oscar, you never.
No, Mike. Both angles. When they're just hanging out and when they're ready to party.
I understand what you're talking about.
It's like a mullet.
Do you think
it's not like
with
a mullet.
With the subculture of Game of Thrones, with the men that are out there going, hey, well, more of that, yeah. Do you think there is a possibility that the producers of Game of Thrones would get enough feedback where this is a horrible thing to say?
No.
That actress.
Her star will rise?
Based on simply you. That.
Look, I will do some research, Mike.
Please do.
I will do some research.
But keep right, in mind, Mike, also knowing the Game of Thrones fan base, there's at least 30 and maybe 33% of the audience that is saying, I don't care about the actress. Where are the dragons?
You might be right. Let's take a phone call right now. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air. Hello, who's this?
Hi, Mike. This is Derek.
Hi, Terry. Where are you calling from?
Derek,
where are you calling from? Well, you know what? Perhaps if you said Derek instead of I would have been able to understand that. I'm 57 years old soon.
Enunciate,
and,
friend.
My ears are going. So, Derek, where are you from? I'll ask again.
I'm from Wichita.
Ooh.
Oh. Yes. Wichita, nice. Kansas.
The Sunflower State.
Contingency.
What can we do for you, Derek?
Mike, I'm calling. I've been calling for weeks to try to get a hold of you. I work at an aircraft factory down here. Basically, the main one, you know, Wichita's kind of known for building planes and everything.
Yeah, Lear is there. Gulfstream's there, right? I mean, a lot of the private jet companies are
mm-hmm.
there. Right.
So we've had a lot of issues, for example, like Egypt Air kind of going down recently,
uh-huh.
different kind of situations.
Yeah.
Listen, I just wanted to let you know it has nothing to do with pilot error. The problem is we're using substandard materials out here, Mike. We're taking shortcuts.
So, man, you're making a very, very, bold. Very serious charge here. You're saying that the aircraft manufacturers are using substandard parts in their planes? Is that the point you're trying to
make? Mike, we used to use titanium beams in our wings. We use plywood now.
That's not true.
That's
this
not
guy.
It is true.
Plywood? Ooh. Are you kidding me? Plywood? Come on. What's wrong
not.
With you?
Remember
Derek?
When you were talking about Al Roker? He had to have the five aborted landings.
This guy's doing bad
stick. It had nothing
to
do with the pilot. It had to do with structural defects.
Okay.
You shouldn't fly, Mike.
Goodbye.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Derek.
And Mike,
thank
when you.
You
get
that
your
was a bad bit.
When you get your new hip, make sure it's not plywood.
Plywood hip.
Yeah, make sure. That's your new album, isn't it?
Plywood hip. Hey, doctor, I've got a little pain in the left one. It's a splinter. That's exactly what it is.
That poor man, Tarek, he's been calling for weeks for that bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where he was going, whether he's a disgruntled. I know they manufacture certain aircraft in Wichita, right? Lear comes to mind as the big company.
Yeah,
that's
and
based
I think
in
also
Wichita.
There is one. Was TWA based there when they were a thing? I think that was the center of airlines
uh-huh.
for a while. No, I mean like the company.
Oh,
not
wow.
like for travel, but like the corporate. When we went out there, there was all kinds of drinking and all kinds of plane stuff. I do remember that.
Mm. Well, I know it's a hard, you know, for an airline hub or like a headquarters, pretty damn hard to get to that town.
Yeah,
to
true
get
enough.
To Wichita,
I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Had to go through drunk Dallas and fly into drunk Wichita.
That's right. And there was a long layover in Dallas. We had to crawl.
Right. Hey, by the way, speaking of my hip, when we get closer to it, I'm going to enlist your help on how to be my own advocate. Because I gotta really grab this guy and ask my questions and make sure I know what the game plan is.
But don't be too, Mike, you can't be too aggressive because he might run away and you'll never be able to catch him.
Mike, no. I've thought about this. You go in there and you forget about the fact that you're in the doctor's office, and then you go into Mike O'Mara doing a radio show mode, and you do your characters to explain to him the level of pain you're in while you're sitting in there.
What character should I do?
Arnold, do the pain one where he's like,
But then, do you think I should fake it? You know, because I'm not somebody that likes to show pain. I'm really not.
Right.
So if I walk in, like the last time, let me just tell you. Really,
yes.
You know what? Let's take a break.
Okay.
We'll address this
start
at the beginning
the
of the show because it's on my mind. And
we've got
a lot to cover, including a thought from my wife that she didn't come up with while drinking. Something for the show that I smiled and thought about. We'll take a break, come back. We'll start the show, Rob.
Okay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
As we're adding a little something to this month's sales contest, as you all know, first prize is a Cadillac Eldorado. Anybody want to see second prize? Second prize is a set of steak knives. Third prize is you're fired. You get the picture? You laughing now? You got leads. Mitch and Murray paid good money. Get their names to sell them. You can't close the leads you're given. You can't close shit. You are shit. Hit the bricks, pal, and beat it, because you are going out.
The leads are weak.
The leads are weak. The f***ing leads are weak. You're weak. I've been in this business 15 years.
What's your name?
You. That's my name. You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW. That's my name. A, B, C. A, always, B, B, C, closing. Always be closing. Always be closing. Get out there. You got the prospects coming in. You think they came in to get out of the rain? A guy don't walk on the lot lest he wants to buy. They're sitting out there waiting to give you their money. Are you going to take it? Are you man enough to take it?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Why's Pony jumping around?
We're just checking some electricity stuff.
Electrical.
We had a slight,
checking some electricity stuff.
We had a slight glimmer of electricity that made some stuff flicker, and he's double checking. We never lost audio. We never had any trouble, but we're just being sure.
Power surge, Mike. Power surge.
Way to go. Thanks, Pony. Coming to you live from the Cappy Piper Studio in the heart of the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you are here, you do too. We tape our show 9 o'clock Eastern time every day, and it's Wide Open Wednesday. And you can call us at any time at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Our show today brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Attention, business owners. Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job opening to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place simply isn't enough to make sure you find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, silly. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, post your job to all the top job sites, even social media like Facebook and Twitter or so, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city for any industry nationwide. Just post once and then watch your qualified candidates roll through into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. ZipRecruiter lets you quickly screen candidates, rate them, and then hire the right person fast. We have spoken to our listeners who have used ZipRecruiter. Yes. It works. One guy hired two medical assistants and was able to do that quickly and effectively. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Okay, you were talking about going in and being a character. Okay.
Yeah, well, because sometimes, and really people use this tactic on multiple levels where they take a situation that they are uncomfortable with and really pretend or transport themselves into a comfortable situation, and you are comfortable performing.
Yeah. You know, it's really, really, really interesting you bring that up, and this is a true story. This was my mind last night. Late at night, after I think it was after I watched the hockey game.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Pittsburgh again. Tie, seventh game coming up between Tampa Bay Lightning and the Pittsburgh Penguins. Pretty amazing hockey for both cities, so looking forward to that game.
And seven. You're a Tampa guy, right?
Tampa.
I'm going for the Bolts. I like the Bolts, Rob. Yep, absolutely. Why not? You know, Pittsburgh broke the Capitals' heart, so, you know, screw them. Anyway.
A Florida resident you are.
And yes, I am. Thank you.
Thanks for highlighting that.
So where was I? Here's the thing. I'm watching The Departed.
Oh,
and I am
film.
So uncomfortable with this doctor who mm-hmm. is an extremely well-regarded doctor, but he waltzes in and he waltzes out. And he's very efficient, and he does a lot of these procedures, but I don't feel like, I always feel like I haven't gotten my peace of mind by, you know, getting the information I want. So here's the thing. There's a scene in The Departed where all the Irish thugs are holed up in this warehouse because they're being vetted by Jack Nicholson, who's finding out whether one of them's a rat or not.
Social security numbers.
All social security numbers, and they're there with Leonardo DiCaprio, and then these wonderful actors, the one guy that can't spell citizen, and I'm sitting there going, I would love to have the demeanor of one of those Irish thugs when I go into the doctor's office and go, you know, you gave me an injection that didn't take. You gave me an injection that didn't take in my left leg. I know you got busy people out here, but hey, how about you give me just a little time before I break your leg?
Try that if you work with us here. Try that in the Charlie voice.
No.
Okay. All right. Now you're not taking me seriously. It's like,
come on.
Man, my hip hurts. But you know what the problem is that I think this goes with a lot of DJs, is that you automatically sort of kowtow to a position of authority. And he's going to come in there and he's going to take control.
Everybody does that.
Yeah. Everybody
DJs,
does that.
That's everybody in a doctor's office.
Mike, you need to walk in there and tell him what you want and stop asking.
Yes.
Tell him what you want.
Here it is. I don't even really know. I just know one thing.
You want to not hurt. That's not too much to ask.
Tell him that you want the surgery. You don't see this getting any better. And your quality of life is terrible. Tell him those things.
Ooh, that's good. Quality of life is a good thing to bring up.
Because I got this on both sides of my body. I want a game plan. I've got three things I got to take care of in the next couple of years. That's the way I look at it. I want it all done. I want to get it done. And now I have delayed the trip up north, and let's get phase one taken care of. The most painful part, let's get it taken care of. But I want a game plan too, you know? I don't want to linger over this. Everything, you know what I hear from people from anywhere from 45 to 65 that have gotten this done? They all say the same thing.
Life changing.
I wish I'd done it sooner. I wish I'd done it sooner. So that's why I threw everything out the window and decided to do it.
Can't you go to another doctor if this guy doesn't play ball?
Yeah, of course he can.
There's got to be like a Gandhi or a Gupta that's ready to play ball.
No, he's not. But I mean, the fact is, it's not a question of that as much as legwork, appointments, information that's been done with this guy up to this. And I think when I was there the last time and he said, I'm going to give you the injection, and we'll see how you do, I waltzed out of there. I was Mr. Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy. I have my lease on. And then, it didn't take. And here's where I am. But I have a problem with physicians in general, and this one in particular, of not saying my piece. And here's another problem. A lot of these guys now will have the assistant come in with them that kind of write everything down for them, and that kind of wigs me out.
Why?
At the same time. Because if I'm one-on-one with a doctor, and I've had doctors for my mom and everybody else, where you sit down and you look across a desk, and I'm really good in that situation because I can really get her done, and I can articulate what I need.
A great power play is when the and is this the doctor that you said is sort of reminiscent of Mel Brooks? I'm trying to remember which doctor this is.
No, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, I was going to say. Okay.
Charlie Chaplin?
No.
There have been so many.
No, there have been. But a good power play, and without looking like a dick, would be when he is winding things up, if you said, could I have a one-on-one moment with you, and then look at the assistant and say, no offense, but just say, could I have a one-on-one moment with you?
Now, why are you saying, why are you pooping?
Because the assistant is, and this is an efficiency that the doctor would need, so the doctor can talk to you and he doesn't miss anything in his notes. The assistant there is to make sure that nothing is missed within the conversation between you and the doctor.
Okay, so
not there as a buffer.
Oscar would say, let's role play it. So he says, can I have a one-on-one with you? And the doctor will probably say,
sure, no problem. But it's not going to change the fact whether this
you are the worst role player I've ever seen.
I would say that you don't want to take the assistant out of it. You just have to tell the doctor what you want.
But then if he says,
Wait. It's the same thing when you're talking to somebody in business. You want to get the third party. If you want to really make it clear, you clear the room. and you do one-on-one. One-on-one works best. And in my experience with life, that works best with everything. If you have another person there, there is that that COTW factor, okay? Cock of the walk factor.
Okay.
Where, yeah, I know I'm the man and I want to be the man. Well, and really, to be honest with you, when the assistant refers to the individual as, let me go talk to the boss.
Yeah.
That's kind of that's an ego thing.
And so even if the doctor says it would be better if the assistant stayed because the assistant has money, just if it happens. Then
the next time I meet with this guy a week from today, I'm going in yeah. armed. The last time I said I was going to go armed with questions, didn't. I'm going to have a one sheet like I have for this show.
Can you take Carla with you? Prepared. She's a great advocate.
No, based on the fact that when you guys know, I do these appointments even before we tape the show. I do yes. right. Seven. I literally have an appointment at 8:10 in the morning. That's where I go in. I love it. Oh, my God, I love it. It fits into my schedule beautifully. So that I'll let you know. And
it's a shame you're not local. I would love to go with you.
But you, I'd use you with telemarketers. I wouldn't bring you in for.
Oh no, I'd put on a coat and tie, and I'd say, "What we're concerned about is this," and then we'd have the list of, you would try to talk, and I wouldn't make him the villain. I'd say, "No, Mike.
Do you know a great nutritionist?"
Oh, so now it's a fat joke. That's why it was late, Mike. He was trying to figure out some shtick, and he brought it to the table.
Anyway, we'll see. I know it gets tedious talking about this, but I want to be running around. I'm tired of this crap. You should have seen me the other day. When we come back, I'll tell you about how I was at the toy store. And it involves another doctor and my son with allergies and stuff. And it involves something I don't know if I'm going to ever do again with him. Okay? He's his father's son. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, we tell a bizarre story about a bonsai plant.
And that's not all.
Also, we learn about some of Rob Ford's grooming habits, and they are shocking.
Too much information.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes. Tell your friends about it. And
download the Tony Perkins Show app.
And buy several T-shirts.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Oh, Rofo. I just realized I'm looking at my show prep, and I'm realizing Rofo should make the top of the hit parade. I'll tell you in a minute.
Oh, good.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
I know what you're talking about.
Everybody's talking about it. But I don't want to bust anybody's bubble yet.
No.
Welcome back to the show. Brought to you by Vistaprint. It's the best, no matter what you need. For the home or office, postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, you name it, Vistaprint does it right. Rob, we got another business card from our wonderful listeners Vistaprint.
This is a special one. This is from a great listener named Susan Beltrani, and she does a science educational program called Hands on Science, but there was too much information to fit on a regular
on
business
TV?
Card. No, she goes to schools and classrooms and does this. Look at this business card they did for her. It is like a 5x8 business card, and they fit all of her graphics, all of her logos, all of her presentation, so she can hand this out.
It's wonderful.
And she got a great, great deal because she went through Vistaprint. She's awesome.
They do so many wonderful things at Vistaprint, and right now, the greatest deal in the world, $9.99, 500 business cards. All you have to do is enter the promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under $10. Vistaprint cards make it easy and affordable to make a great first impression, and that means your clients will remember you. Hey, if you get a Vistaprint card, send it along to us, and we might mention it on the show.
Love to
Every
get
one of us has designed a card at Vistaprint. Remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you will get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com. Create your custom card and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Okay. We are surfing online yesterday on Facebook.
Yeah.
And,
what am I missing?
This will be a valid question later. I have to ask. Were you on your phone? Were you on a tablet? Or were you on a larger
screen?
Carla
was on her phone and showed me on her phone.
Mm-hmm. I got to pull this
Rofo, up. Rofo had a picture of him and his lady friend, and I, along with a lot of people, do you know where it's posted, Rob?
I believe it would be on Rob Ford's page. I know this, Mike. It was so obvious what was wrong that I couldn't even bring myself to get involved in the fray because it was almost kicking a man when he was down.
Right, because people immediately... Carla mentioned it, and
yes.
then suddenly everybody was on it.
Everyone
on the
in the world,
like,
yes.
Instantaneously, and it was the fact that Rofo had a pimple. Rofo had a whitehead.
Yeah,
pimple.
And it was a very close picture. I would call it intimate. And maybe at a distance he would have been okay, but in that situation, something preventative should have been done, and a selfie should not have been one of the things that he did.
Now, if you go to his Facebook
page. I'm here now,
page.
Finally.
All right, do you see the picture I'm talking about?
It's loading as we speak.
Yeah. Okay, as soon as
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It is.
Dude.
Don't post that picture, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many reasons why not. Why is that whitehead staring at us?
Yeah, I know.
Rob McCutcheon.
Holy smokes.
Rob McCutcheon, the first post under this picture he posts on Facebook, the first item in the thread is Rob McCutcheon posting how to pop a pimple.
Yes.
It was...
So many people took many different tacks. I think what was very nice is that Greg Cox went in and photoshopped the picture for him.
That was the sweetest thing. Did you see... Did
I
you
see
the
photoshop
of Greg Cox?
Okay,
look
just,
what he did.
Okay, just
look
again,
what he did.
Because we're on the radio. Just quickly.
Yeah.
Our wonderful, wonderful friend Rob Ford, who somehow is still alive and in this relationship his girlfriend's living with a guy that cheated
on him
though.
He seems very happy with him. That
I'm still trying to wrap that around my mind, my head right now. He posts a picture of him and his girlfriend.
Or wrap your head around
like any wonderful couple would.
A nice selfie, a double selfie.
Yes, and most people hate doing this, but he's proud to be in a relationship, so he does.
By the way, I really mean this. She looks like a sweetheart. She looks like a very cool person.
This has nothing to do with her.
She is not involved in this.
Yeah,
this is a photograph of him.
Everything to do with Rob Ford, where the picture he posts... Unfortunately, he's going through some sort of acne breakout situation that maybe you've seen the movie. What's the movie with Dustin Hoffman? Outbreak. He should take whatever measures he can. There are apps for this.
Sure.
That could clear up his skin.
Well, we all go through this, right? You don't need an app.
Are you talking about apps like photoshopping apps?
Yes.
Well, no, I think
a washcloth really might help.
No, stop.
That is mean.
That is very mean.
He's a younger man. He's going through some bout of acne. But usually when you post pictures like this, you take...
That just takes two index fingers to take care of the problem I'm looking at.
Yeah, really, you take a moment.
But warn anyone within a 10-foot range.
The problem is this. Some blotching, some red marks, that's one thing.
Oh, dear.
But a white head is something...
A white head is something you have to deal with.
Nobody wants to see.
Yeah. Really, his face kind of looks like Yellowstone National Park.
The original picture's posted... You see a couple of you guys look great, and then someone just keeps it real and helps the man out and says, you got to take care of this.
Yep.
They Photoshop.
I'm such a child. I'm 56 years old, and I'm still a child. Rob McCutcheon posts how to pop a pimple. Let's call him. and the thing is, how to pop a pimple, and then Stacy writes, rude. And that made me laugh even more.
But it's so not rude, and what's great is that there is no comment, just the link.
Because our listeners are the funniest people in the world, and it was just, if you're going to take the picture, you know, you just have to be aware of that. I for one, even if I take a selfie, if I take a picture of my kid, I always take a peek at it before I post it. Got to make sure.
Well, it's not like he doesn't know what's there. I mean, it's screaming at him.
Well, no, I mean, it's not like, other people don't have, an occasional problem with it breaking out. This is one that has to be addressed. You gotta grab hold of this one and...
Both hands, Mike.
Because it's fine if you got a few red marks on your face, you're fine, but the white head has to be, and it jumps out.
It jumps out, Mike. It looks like a snow cap.
Hold on a sec. What are the odds that he saw the Photoshop? Because he's been busy as well.
Very busy guy.
Because I would just take that Photoshop picture and then replace the picture.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful idea.
So we're going to tell him now.
But you can't do that now because everybody's seen the pimple.
Well, I'm not going to. Do you think he's going to do that? He hasn't seen it yet. We're calling him right now. Let's see if he answers.
All right. I'll let you handle this because it wasn't my call to call him.
That's right.
It's okay.
Hello.
Hi, Rofo.
How's it going?
We're talking about the pimple on Facebook.
Hey, you just jump right into it.
No waiting. You obviously saw the picture, and then the people gave you a little hard time about that, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't see it until
Were you aware of the one that kind of jumped out off the page?
Yeah.
Prior to you posting that picture,
Mount Kilimanjaro.
I'm just curious about it because you know we love you and we want to make sure that everything's
Mount St. Cool. Helens.
My chick wanted to take a picture, and she's one of those that kind of likes to, you know, she wants to make sure the picture is taken right. And I said, you know what, just pick the best one, and that's the one she picked, and she threw it up there.
Well, that's okay. Okay, you know what?
That, she did, looks
did you,
great.
Did you see what Greg Cox did when he photoshopped your picture and he got
rid
of the?
Oh, it was great. That guy is a 10 out of 10, as Oscar would say.
Nice.
What I would do is I would replace the big picture that you have from 19 hours ago with the redone one. That's the only thing we were calling.
Yeah, and ask your girlfriend when you mean the best one. You mean the best one of the two of you.
Yeah, it's an arithmetic meme. Yes. It's really not just one.
And by the way, she looks like a truly wonderful person. She has a very kind face, and I think why are you shaking your head, Rob? Why are you shaking your head?
Because I feel what has happened here is she has thrown our young man under the bus.
Yeah.
And I think that's not what a kind person
you
would
think,
do.
You think that posting that picture is somehow, there's some sinister motive?
She's
crazy about it.
Rob, you let her choose the picture, right?
Yeah.
So if she really, really was choosing,
maybe she is so in love with Rob Ford that she doesn't even see the pimple.
Or she knows it's there and she's like, no one else is going to want him once I post this.
Or maybe that's her thing.
I work with two evil people. I am thinking the best that she saw past the pimple.
How could you?
That's what I'm. That's what. How could you? Yes,
I would like to say thank you to Greg Cox because he did retouch all of my face, and he didn't touch her face at all. So that was a personal victory for me.
And he didn't have to. Your girl's got a clear complexion.
And by the way, does your girl wear contacts?
No, not at all.
Okay, so there are no vision issues that well, might have resulted.
Mike, they met. Actually, it's a nice story. They met when he was buying a pencil from her.
Terrible. So you know what? Anyway, he got rid of it. Have you? By the way, have you dealt with that eruption since yesterday?
Yeah, immediately after that jerk on Facebook sent me that WikiHow link, I immediately looked in the mirror and gave it a big old pop.
Oh, God! Okay. All right. Very good. You just, you know, we're always helping you in these areas. You know, make sure you just do a once-over if you're going to take any selfies, okay?
Well, I appreciate it. It's nice to have a great support system like you guys.
Thank you, Rofo. God bless. Thank you.
Ciao, buddy.
Bye-bye, Rob.
That's the executive producer of The Tony Perkins Show, Mr. Rob Ford, and a friend to us all on the show.
That came to a head rather quickly, didn't it?
By the way, there's not anybody in this room that would post a picture with that Vesuvius next to your nose that would not be, summarily ball busted.
The weird thing is when I clicked on the picture, it said, would you like to tag any of the three people in this photo?
He used to live in the Zit.
Yeah, he did. And now the Zit lives on him.
He's from the Zit.
He's from the Zit. Yeah, from
well, the Zit. Mike, you can take the boy out of the Zit, but you can't take the Zit out of the boy.
Did you have any, Rob, did you have any skin issues when you were younger? Did you have any, always look kind of rosy cheeked and your complexion
an occasional thing,
good.
An occasional thing. You know what was bad as a kid?
I had horrible acne when I was a teenager.
Did you
Very
really?
Yes, I did. Yeah, on my face and my back.
Oh, yeah.
I had back-ne.
I would occasionally get ingrown
teenager?
Hair on my back.
As a high school student, I didn't want to go on beach trips, not because I was fat, because I wasn't fat then, but because I had back-ne and I was so embarrassed.
Did you sweat a lot?
I don't know what it was. It was horrible and it was tough to deal with. Yeah. I went on, I went to the doctor to try to get meds for it and stuff. To relieve it, just like I do now. Constant trip to the doctor.
But I would occasionally get an ingrown hair on the back, which is horrible. But remember, I had my back
waxed. An ingrown
waxed.
Hair on the back?
Hair, yeah, you know, when you have a hairy
back.
Because
you are hairy on that. You got a hairy back.
But I've also had laser treatment, and still my back is still a little too hairy.
Yeah, you got to keep it up. You got to go back for the second round of laser.
Really? Well, I did a lot of them.
No. So you'll do the initial 7 rounds.
That's
remember,
right.
For a bit on the show, I had my back, and I didn't have that much back hair, right?
Right.
I had that a laser and my tuchus. a Lay's as well.
Ass took us.
And because I had a furry.
How, what
I had
part
a
of
furry,
your took us? The bad part?
No, just the cheeks.
Mike, I've seen him. He's got no bad part.
She asked for the bad part. I said, that's just great. A bit too much. And it just seemed like it would hurt more, right?
Yeah, well, I would think so.
Yes.
And also, that really, really verges on being an internal operation.
I agree.
Yeah, you don't want one bad shot.
So now I am a little furry again. I'd have to go back if I really cared.
I thought it was supposed to be a permanent solution to back
hair. It's like peach fuzz.
I've got a peach fuzzy back and shoulder area.
Yeah, what about your tuchus?
The tuchus, I don't really spend much time thinking about it, but I mean, when I look at it in the mirror, yeah. as I do every day.
Now, is this the floor mirror that you squat over?
Oh, God.
Do you drop a quarter
like
and then look?
I'm not looking at the bad area. I'm looking at the outside. You
okay,
know? I know
yeah.
I don't have a real hairy ass. Why do I feel like we're getting all of this out of our system before we debut 97?
I don't think it's any. This is an honest conversation.
It is.
Men talking about their grooming habits.
Mm-hmm. I'm very happy with my ass.
Yeah,
Mike, millions really, of people are.
I'm not happy with my gut. That's when I want to get smaller, but my ass has always been small. Always
I wish a Lay's could remove my stomach.
Is it small or muscular?
It's I wouldn't call it muscular. Like, it's not fat and it's not bubbly or anything like that with a bubble butt. So I guess it's not a real muscular butt, but it's also not concave. Why am I talking about
Carrie
my ass?
Gives
Let's
me,
take
you know
a
what?
Break.
Carrie gives me a hard time. She says, you know what? You don't have any ass at all. She says, for a
Same
guy
here.
That's as fat as you are,
oh,
you got no
that.
Butt at all. So,
yeah,
you know, I
think it's the standard look, by the way. It's disgusting.
Thank you.
It's horrible, horrible body. But seriously, stomach that goes literally pendulates down to our friggin' knees.
But
and
Mike,
then, like,
I invite
little
you.
Little crack where the poo comes out.
I invite you. Look at our beautiful complexions.
Yeah, well, mine's better. I still occasionally, but not hardly ever. So, but Rofo, please take the tweezers to that or whatever you need to do to get that done.
Electric knife.
Thank you so much. We'll take a break. And Carla's got a great idea for the show that we'll and we'll talk about the wave in Ocean City.
Oh, also,
when we come
back. Yeah. Also, Mike, the Mosquito Man. I'll leave you with that.
The Mosquito Man?
Yes, I met the Mosquito Man.
Does that have anything to do with Zika?
It may be.
Okay,
ooh,
we'll take a break.
Yes.
Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Please, sir, can I have some more?
More?
Yes, you can. If 5 visits with your TMOS podcast buddies every week just ain't enough, please allow me to introduce you to episode number 6. All you need to do is subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. Each week, we record a 6th episode of the show, uncensored, commercial-free, and it can be yours if you subscribe to the 2016 TMOS bonus package. You'll get full access to all of the 2016 bonus content, plus the entire bonus show anthology at over a 25% savings, all waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS bonus package. And don't worry that the year is almost half over, because when you subscribe, you will get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. So whether you want to buy it, give it, or renew it, click the bonus banner and get her done. The TMOS bonus package. Order it today. You deserve it. We have a phone call on Wide Open Wednesday. And let's go to the phones at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Hello, who's this? Oh, my God, it is, ladies and gentlemen, a voice from the past. Rob is shaking his head ruefully, and you're unhappy, Rob, but I'm delighted. It is the one, the only, Dennis P. Murphy calling the Mike O'Mara
Show. So rich
show.
With regret now, Mike, because there was a bonus add-on we could have gotten from the Telos Corporation, which is it's an application you can add to the phone system of chemotherapy that eliminates all cancer from the phone, and
Jesus,
we did not get it.
That was a long way to go for that for that joke. Good God, what happened to you? Hey, I have a question. This is a question for Rob.
Yes.
Rob is sinister like this. Hey. Why do you think Dennis is calling? Do you think it's because we got the affiliate notion?
100%. 100%.
And were you calling Dennis? Were you calling to congratulate us on the affiliate notion city?
Congratulations on the affiliate. And also, I had the day off, so I figured I'd call you.
What?
He had the day off, so he thought he'd call you.
I decided to call you.
Okay, so you had the day off from work. Dennis, are you still working as an accountant, or are you doing something else?
I work a social security administration making $85,000 a year.
Yeah. All right. Way to go, Dennis. That's wonderful.
Mobility.
How long have you been with the Social Security Administration?
Four years.
That's terrific. So when you speak to your grandparents that can't get by and are eating cat food, no, the reason they're not getting their check is because right. Dennis is earning $85,000 a year.
What do you do at the Social Security Administration, Dennis?
I pay bills.
You pay bills.
Yeah, I pay $2 million invoices, $3 million invoices, and so on.
Do you procure anything for the government? Because, you know, we have an Amazon page that we'd love you to go to.
Oh, great question, Mike. Great question.
When I do, I will use the TMLS page.
Oh, you're the man. You're the man.
You're a good man. Dennis, how are you doing personally? How's your love life? Have you been in the company of any women lately?
No, I haven't been married in 2 years.
Poor Dennis. Oh, that is so sad.
And shocking, really.
That is so sad. How is, you know, we talk about weight on the show all the time, and we know that you've had a problem with weight over the years. How is your weight currently? What are you weighing in at?
254.
254 pounds? Dennis, you're about 4'10". You're weighing...
5'7".
You're what?
I'm 5'7", and yes, I am a little heavy. And unfortunately, I have type 2 diabetes.
Oh, no. Dennis, how does your ass look like? Is it
is it hairy?
He has a skinny ass. I guarantee he's an Irish guy. He's got a big gut with a skinny. You've got a skinny ass and a big gut, right?
Yeah, because even though I'm fat, my pants still fall off.
I understand.
And you're welcome, ladies.
And that's a fun day at the Social Security Administration when that happens. That's
yeah,
always
when
very
he makes
exciting.
A spirited jolt down the hallway and leaves his pants behind.
Well, Dennis, this is a good day for you to call because, you know, we are excited about the fact that we are going to be back on the radio down in Ocean City on 97.1 The Wave. I was with the morning guy, Tom Schultz, on that radio station this morning talking about it. We're going to have all sorts of promos on that radio station. If anybody is heading down to the beach this weekend, we're going to be on from 7 to 9. So when you're done listening to music at the beach all day, you can get your yucks going to dinner, coming back from dinner, listening to us on 97.1 The Wave. And we're very excited to be. I know, Dennis, you've made trips to Ocean City with us before.
I made several trips to OC on your behalf.
That's wonderful.
Any affiliate you were on, I was on. I made a special appearance.
Now, if anybody is new to the show, yes, it was, Rob. If anybody's new to the show, Dennis Murphy has been with the Don and Mike Show and with the Mike O'Mara Show for years. We've had a relationship with Dennis. We've sent Dennis all over the world. And Dennis, if you're wondering why he sounds the way he sounds, it's because he has half a tongue. And Dennis, you know how you tell that story because you don't have a hand because it was bitten by a shark?
Yeah.
I'm going to say that he is such an amazing French kisser that a woman got so excited that she bit off half of his tongue. That's
Doberman Pinscher bit off my tongue.
That's right. A Doberman Pinscher dog bit half of his tongue. But he's got what's called...
Really?
He's got Mobius syndrome. It's a very rare congenital disorder. And because of that, Dennis has one hand... and he's got half a tongue, and he is all and something with your eyelids too, right? No eyelids or something like that.
Oh no, my eyelids are fine. I have them surgically repaired a couple of years ago.
Did you really? So you can blink now? Are you able?
I was able to blink all the time.
Okay, but it always seemed like your eyes were wide.
They were
open,
stuck.
Dennis.
Yeah, like you're surprised.
I suffer from a severe case of dry eye.
Right.
That made my eyelids become goopy. And they saw that and they fixed it by giving me a fake. It fixed my eyelids.
Dennis, I hate to jump in because it's fun to listen to you, but did you get the eyelids of a corpse?
What are you talking about?
Stop. That was an amazingly clear question.
That was not
with
a clear
question.
That was
surgery.
A terrible question. You're not being serious with our friend Dennis.
Stop How did that. They correct your eyelids, friend?
Oh, they put me out and they stretched my skin.
Oh, they stitched his skin.
Or stretched
his
skin.
Don't you speak Dennis, Oscar. I'm all the way down here in Florida. Hey, Dennis, so everything else is going well. You're feeling good. And how are your teeth?
Looks like I need some implants.
Oh, now you do?
What did he say about implants?
He says nowadays he looks like he needs some implants.
You need some implants? Well, we're always worried about your teeth, Dennis, because we'd like you to attend to those. We'd like you really to take care of those.
But they're not going to come back, so I'm going to need some implants.
Veneers.
You know what's great about that answer, Mike, is that he's tending to them when I would have guessed it would have been he's tending to it.
Okay. That's Rob. That's Rob. Okay, Rob. There
okay,
we go.
Dennis. Hey, you know, with our debut in Ocean City on 97.1, The Wave, don't you think it would be a good time for you to get us some gifts?
Oh, with all that money you're making.
Oh, yeah. God. You make $85,000 a year. You could mail us presents.
You are good. Yes, you can.
It's my show. Yes, you may. You may. Absolutely. Hey, Dennis, is there any special other regular listener to the Mike O'Mara show that you would like to say hello to that we would love to take a call from at some point? Would you do that?
He calls me all the time, and I don't want him to call.
And who are we talking about, Dennis? Go ahead. Tell the world.
Tom Gavin,
baby. Dennis, this was one of your best calls ever. God bless you. I hope we see you in our travels. And good luck at the Social Security Administration, my friend.
He's gone.
That's Dennis Murphy, everybody.
And how?
That was a good Dennis call. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed myself. And I think
he should come when you're in town.
Okay. Well,
we'll try to coordinate the schedule. So's your old man.
Let's take another call on Wide Open Wednesday because we just don't do it that often. You never know who's going to be on the line. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Luke from Clearwater.
Luke from Clearwater, Florida. What happened to your Tampa Bay Lightning last night, Luke?
I don't know. Too much grab assing.
Yeah. Every time.
Too much grab ass. What can we do for you, Luke?
I love the show. I saw that it's Wide Open Wednesday, man. So
oh, good.
To call.
Well, that's fantastic.
Appreciate that.
And,
nice.
You know, great to hear from another Floridian. And we appreciate that. And that's why we do Wide Open Wednesday at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Let's take another call. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
Todd. Hi, Mike. How are you guys?
Why don't you grab the phone and put it in the right place so your mouth's at one
side.
We're
friends here. Don't be
nervous. How are you, sir? Who's this?
This is Todd from Pennsylvania. I'm out on a hike, and that might be why you hear the dogs.
Oh, I didn't hear the dogs, but are you surrounded by wild dogs?
There was a Great Pyrenees that was kind of scary.
Great dog.
I love that dog. I love it. It's not your Pyrenees. It's somebody else's.
No, sir, it's not.
What was yours? What was the name of yours, Mike? Was it Oscar?
I had two. I had Poppy, and I had Oscar.
Oscar's the one I remember.
Yeah, you did.
Oscar and Poppy, and Oscar.
He was always late.
Poppy, we didn't have because we got it at the House of Manassas, and we really quickly realized that
too
wasn't
much
a
dog,
big enough house. Too much dog for that house, so he went to live on a farm.
The funny farm.
But Oscar was a runner, and
yeah,
I had a fenced-in backyard, and Oscar in the springtime would always get out of the enclosure to go get laid.
Yeah, he did.
And we'd find him 2 miles away.
Oh, you hadn't had him altered?
I think we had him altered, and he still did it. I mean, it was crazy.
Wow.
It was really, really, really. So what can we do for you, sir?
Well, Mike, I was going to ask you. I'm a fellow drummer, so, you know, we kind of have that going for us. And I was wondering if there was ever a chance.
Sure we do.
If there was ever a chance that you might play on the podcast again. I remember back in the zit, I think you had him set up in the living room.
Let me tell you that, you know, when I get up north where I have him now, that's where I've got
exclusively drums in Maine.
I gave away one of my sets, and I have my Tama Swingstar Classics that are really beautiful honey maple finish. They're gorgeous drums. But when we moved up to Maine, I actually couldn't find all the components of the kit that I had. So I'm gonna work on that when I get up to Maine this summer, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really want to. I'm getting a Jones for it again, that I'd really like to do it. And it might start as simply as, you know, doing it in the basement or, you know, there's some guys that that jam up there occasionally, and I might get involved in that. And the thing that bums me out is this weekend I was going to probably sit in with old Johnny Rushmore at
yes.
Jimmy's in a drunken jam session, but due to the fact that I have to stay down here, I won't do it. But I'm still going to play the drums.
I remember when you drummed on the show. I know what song you drummed to. You drummed to the Rolling Stones, Down the Road a Piece, and it was great.
I love it, and yeah. It was amazing to me that I hadn't played in that long, and I was able to do that. I'm constantly thinking about it, sir. I'm always, you know, I'm always going on and looking at videos of Neil Peart and you know, and different drummers that are out there. There's a guy JoJo. I forgot what JoJo's name is right now. He's a jazz drummer.
JoJo Mayer.
JoJo Mayer, who I am obsessed with. Because he is that talented. So I'm still thinking about it all the time, and I appreciate the question. Have a great hike, okay?
Well, thank you, guys. It's great talking to you.
All right, we'll take one more at 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
Well, good morning, Mike. How are you?
Rob,
be nice to the callers.
How dare you?
I just I was seduced by the cadence of his voice.
What's your name, sir?
Oh, well. This is Joel. I'm calling from Richmond. How are you?
Hi, Joel.
Fine, Joel. How are you?
Well, I'm well, but I actually have a really cool Mike O'Mara story from a wedding I attended in Dallas over the weekend.
Ooh.
Ah. Well, now, I don't believe I've been to a wedding in Dallas, so somebody told you a story about me?
No, actually, I was sitting seated at a table and with an older gentleman from Texas, and I grew up with these types of guys in Texas and kept talking about making comments about women as they passed by. And as they did, I kept saying, da-da-da.
Oh, like this?
The massage. So you were at the official misogyny table, is that right?
I was, and I did that several times. And then finally, a guy seated across the table and he goes, do you listen to the Mike O'Mara Show?
There you go.
Nice.
Nice.
I love that. And it's kind of, you know, we are we're a small sorority fraternity. It's a small club. And when you meet somebody that tracks with it,
Tri-lams.
It's kind of cool, isn't it?
Yeah. So, and he and I actually talked about it so much that there needs to be a second alarm. You need the shoehorn alarm for when Rob just has to get
Oh,
the oh, wait, yeah, the shoehorn alarm. I like that. The shoehorn alarm.
I like that, too.
Oscar, I missed that. For when Rob does what?
When he shoehorns in a joke or a comment.
Mm-hmm. Or last word,
he's got to get it in.
What would the sound be for that?
You would never hear it because it would always be drowned out by the laughter of my comment.
Mm.
Your incredible pun comedy. You know, Rob is going to be touring the Catskills, actually, this summer. It's Rob Spiewak's pun caravan. And it's going to be just puns. It's an evening of Rob Spiewak and all puns.
What about an old-timey horn on, like, a Model T?
Like the Ooga?
Ooga! Foghorn, maybe.
Oh, that's the shoehorn joke. Well, we'll take that under advisement, and thanks for listening down in Texas. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, ciao,
there
ciao.
He goes. That's cool. Good calls today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very pleased. We are very pleased. We are extremely pleased with the calls.
This
today,
you know? From the writing team outside. You know, we've got a cast of writers outside of the studio.
Buddy,
here
what do the writers send in today? What
maybe they'll call it Rob Spiewak's Punbelievable.
Oh, God.
Rob Spiewak's Pun Fair.
Tickets available now.
And aren't puns the best thing to have?
Yeah.
Puntacular. Rob Spiewak's Puntacular. Coming this summer to the Catskills. Should be big fun for everybody. Hey, so real quick before we go to break, Carla says to me last night, we were watching something on the Magic Box, and it might have been a TV commercial. It might have been for a theme park. But Carla says, we need a mascot. for the Michael Mary show.
Yeah, that would be fun.
We
have to have someone. We used to do this on Big O and Dukes,
right?
Until someone stole it, I think, or we got fired. But we could do something, Mike, that just represents the show, and we could have an intern every semester wear it in studio.
Yeah, so the mascot will be an animated character.
Oh, right?
But the mascot also could be the character could be turned into a uniform, a costume that people, you know, the official. And I think we have to our listeners put their heads on.
A mascot. I'm thinking of someone that dresses up in a suit. You're talking about
Well, the Geico Gecko is an example of a mascot. That the Gecko is the mascot for Geico.
Okay.
The,
now I know where you're going with this.
Now mascots can also be for sports teams. You know, where you've got the San Diego Chicken,
yes.
Wally for Fenway Park, you know, with the with the Red Sox.
So
Slapshot, the,
Mike's Bikes,
the Eagle,
Mike's Bikes.
That's not really. That's more of a name than a mascot.
But it could be a little bike,
just little,
just like a little fun bike, right?
Oh, a fun bike.
Yeah, a fun bike. A little motorcycle.
I think it could be the Mike O'Meara Show pimple. Hey, where's the pimple going to be on Memorial Day? Yeah, it is, Chris. That is disgusting.
And of course, we just get an intern and put some sort of shiny white cloth over them.
Yeah, exactly. With like a red jacket.
The white head.
The white head.
It's the TMOS white head.
It's the TMOS. Oh, I can see the pictures now. We got to go to break.
Horrible.
Hey, Carla, we got our mascot. The Mike O'Meara Show white head. Take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hello? Hello, it's me, Pedro. I don't have much to say, but I want to tell you that while I ride my bike to school, I like to listen to the Cake and Cookie Show with Rob and Katie. They're really good. I was looking for a podcast about building cakes or something, and it wasn't until a few episodes in that I realized that Cake and Cookies wasn't about cake or cookies. But I still like Rob and Katie, so I still listen. You can find them on iTunes or on the Mike O'Meara Show app. I'm feeling really hot. I'm gonna go home and lie down.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Oh, that's fantastic. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Touch of Modern. Father's Day is coming up, and there is no one harder to shop for than dear old dad. I think everybody experiences
it's tough.
That. Dads are much harder to shop for than moms. You know, with moms, you can do special little things like flowers and chocolates and everything will be great. With dads, it's a little tougher. You don't want to go all generic with another one, you know, that like a tie or something ridiculous. Luckily, there's a place where you can get him a Father's Day gift that he will love. It's touchofmodern.com. We love this website. Go there now. Give dad something to brag about this year, besides you, of course.
Duh.
Tons of great gifts all over the site for dad or yourself. Touch of Modern, always changing. Each item on the site hand-selected to grab your attention, and all the best prices online anywhere guaranteed. These are jaw-dropping gadgets. And when I say jaw-dropping, I mean there is stuff you will see that you won't see anywhere else. New and vintage watches, which I love. Tactical gear, rugged tools. That's just the start. Go to touchofmodern.com. Check it out. There's something for everybody there. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access to these deals when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today, everybody, because tomorrow it'll be different. That's how life rolls in the fast lane. And before we go to the news you may not need, I just want to say I'm really, really excited about the fact that we are signing on this coming Friday night, 7 to 9 o'clock at 97.1 The Wave in Ocean City. For our D.C. listeners that are heading out of town and going down for the Memorial Day holiday, great chance to hear the show on the radio on 97.1. And we're very, very grateful. I had a nice meeting with those people yesterday.
And you were great with Tom Schultz this morning.
Tom was good and a fan of the show. And
yes.
It was great. We feel like they're really enthusiastic about getting us there.
Great team
and,
over there.
We're almost 100% convinced that they won't cancel us after Labor Day.
So high 90s. High 90s, Mike.
Absolutely.
News.
Keep this in mind. If your husband or wife ever wins the lottery and starts screaming, "I won, I won," instead of "We won, we won."
Oh.
A new survey has found that 19% of people say that they would dump their significant other if they won the lottery. That means there is a 1 in 5 shot you aren't going to be benefiting from the jackpot. Yay!
Wow! That seems high. That seems so high.
Extremely so. 25% of the people who dump someone if they won say they'd immediately try to use their new money to upgrade to someone better. And I am here to tell you, this is not to be schmaltzy, but the fact is, not even close. I know, I have no idea what Mrs. O'Mara would do with me, but I know that I could win the mega, 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 mega lottery, and she's not going anywhere. I love that woman to death. I truly do, and she's the mother of my son, and I love her, and nothing would ever change that. Now, if some giant fairy came up to me and hit me with a youthful stick and said, "You're now 25 years old," well, who knows if I'm starting over again.
Yeah, you'd have to win the youth lottery. And, you know, Mike, let's go with what you're saying is very sweet, but don't let's ask Carla. Let's just assume the answer is the same.
Yeah, absolutely. I like my life. Amy Schumer can't be photographed in a bathing suit without the body shamers coming out of the woodwork. Got a chance to see Amy Schumer just a couple of weeks ago, thanks to our friend Kathy Pfeiffer. Luckily, she's equipped to fight back. In an Instagram post yesterday, she said, quote, "I hope you find some joy in your lives today in a human interaction and not just in writing unkind things to a stranger you've never met who triggers something in you that makes you feel powerless and alone." Let me share this with Ms. Schumer, okay? Because although my level of notoriety is far down the food chain compared to Ms. Schumer's, I will tell you that I have been dealing with this for many, many years. People writing crap online. Anytime you send something like this, you are giving them a present. You are responding to what they say. The best thing to respond is simply, F you. That's it. Mm. That's what you do. You give them an F you. You don't go into this because you're talking to the person that's going to relish it. The person that's fat shaming you online wants to get the reaction. That's what they're doing it for, and you're giving it to them.
Precisely. You've given them exactly what they've asked for.
That's right. So she writes, "This is how I look. I feel happy. I think I look strong and healthy. I also look like Miss Trunchbull from Matilda." I don't know that movie, but I guess she's making a fat joke about herself.
Okay.
It's all over the place.
Yeah.
And I think Amy Schumer's got to, you know, unfortunately.
Or get it together.
I think she needs to get it together. Well, do you mean, are you fat shaming her?
No, I'm saying if you, look. People are a-holes out there. This is the society we live in, and people celebrate the skinny and they shame the fat. Nothing has changed in the last 50 years.
You're right. You're absolutely right about that. And the thing about Amy Schumer is, and I've heard this from women, that because of her content, which is the, you know, I do men all over the place kind of content.
Hypersexual.
It's hyper. Absolutely. It's hypersexual. I think she lays herself out there for a little bit. But, you know, I mean, she's a wonderful stand-up, and I just think she plays into the hands of these bastards.
Let it go and live your life.
Absolutely. Britain's Daily Mail claims Charlie Sheen is moving to...
Where?
Mexico! Yeah, that's right. Mexico! They say he bought 3 homes next to each other in Rosarito. A quiet retirement community in Baja, California. Charlie would make the middle house his primary home, and the other two are just so he won't have any next-door neighbors.
Whorehouses.
Great. His realtor says, quote, "It's a humble little 3-bedroom house, around 2,700 square feet. It wasn't too expensive. He told me he's planning on living here full-time. He's tired of the rat race in the United States and his life the way it is. He wants to do something a bit different. He's certainly not coming here to impress anyone with a huge mansion." That doesn't sound like Charlie, but Rosarito is also just a 12-minute drive from Tijuana.
Of course.
And that does sound like Charlie.
2.5 homes.
Donkey shows.
He's only 50, so...
Donkey shows.
Kind of early for him to retire, but then again, his body has a lot of mileage on it, so we'll see if he really
does that. It's... Oh, God. If you can live with AIDS and HIV, you can live with that, right?
Right.
It's been proven. But you have to take the meds. Do you think he's the type of guy that takes the meds?
No, I don't. I think I think he's out of control.
I would say he's got one of those Sunday through Saturday pill minders, and it's been empty for weeks. He really should just fill it up and stick to his meds, and he doesn't.
Winning. Anyway, all the accusations against Bill Cosby are finally starting to actually go somewhere. Yesterday, a Pennsylvania judge ruled that Cosby will have to go through a criminal trial for the alleged sexual assault of Andrea Constand. She worked at Temple back in 2004. She claimed he invited her to his house, gave her some pills to take the edge off, and sexually assaulted her. Of course, she's one of more than 50 women to make claims against him. Constand filed a civil suit against Cosby in 2005. That was settled out of court, but last year, a newly elected DA decided to file criminal charges. Cosby is now free on $1 million bail. No trial date has been set yet. If he's convicted, he faces up to 30 years in prison. And a lot of speculation on that trial, that the low bar was to actually get it to go to trial. The conviction will be a much higher bar to get over, and we'll see what happens.
Honestly, how many years do you think he has left? The last time I saw him, he really looked like he was in bad shape.
You see him now walking in and out of court, and I think he's doing the poor, pitiful me walk. Yeah. That's
no,
what
but
I mean,
like talk show Cosby. I mean,
oh, talk show. No,
his eyes are watery. He can't seem to. I mean, he's in bad shape.
Well,
I
even before this incident, he was in bad shape.
True enough.
And just so you know, as somebody who's interviewed Cosby a couple of times, I was so excited. You were there for it when we got the first booking for Bill Cosby.
It was legendary. It was so much fun.
Sucks that this happens. And a lot of people that looked up to him as a comedian, you know, this whole deal sucks. So I say screw him.
It is upsetting. It's disappointing. And I'm happy this is going to trial. You can't, you shouldn't go through life with one assault under your belt, let alone, what is it, 50, 30, 40? I've lost count.
I would say if they polled the majority of Americans, they'd probably all say that he deserves to spend the rest of his life in jail. I think a lot of people feel that way. The producers of The Biggest Loser are denying a report that they forced contestants to take weight loss pills, along with Adderall and energy pills containing ephedrine, which has been banned in diet supplements since 2004. They said, quote, contestants are told at the start that there's zero tolerance for any weight loss drugs. We prohibit the use of any illegal substances in addition to the many other rules and procedures of the show that are designed to ensure safety. And the show's trainer, Bob Harper. Bob Harper. He called the allegations absolutely false. By the way, a recent study spent 6 years tracking 14 Biggest Loser contestants, and it found that all but one of them gained weight after their time on the show because of the way it changes their metabolism and the fact that I believe after all these years, you can't do it fast.
No, you can't.
Without it coming back. That's the way it is. That's the way I believe it. I believe that it's got to be a slow, psychologically, metabolically, I think it's got to be a time thing. It's got to be over time.
I think there is something sketchy because they have so much weight loss so fast for so many people on that show.
Well,
I bet there is something in play
also,
that's wrong.
Fat people, and I am one of them, fat people love to cry on television. They love to eat when nobody's looking. They're soft. They're not paying attention. And the fact is, I'm sorry, I'm
no
telling
details.
The truth here.
It's true.
I'm a fat. I'm talking about myself. And the fact is, they love to blame other people.
Mm-hmm.
Shut the F up. You got the leg up. Metabolically, it's a bad way to go about losing weight. It is. For a television show where you break through a picture of the old fat you. It's crap. I've hated that show. Carla adores that show.
Mm-hmm.
I have hated it since I've seen it. Not because I'm fat, because I think what they're doing is ultimately unhealthy, and time will tell. They'll do more studies like this, and you'll see that these... And then they come out and go, they made us do this, they made us... No, you went on the show because you watched The Magic Box, because that's where you spend most of your time, and you wanted to go on The Magic Box to lose the magic amount of weight, and you paid attention to it because the cameras were there, and then you went back to eating Cheetos and lying down and watching television after you got home, period. You shouldn't be surprised at that. Now, if they gave him drugs and Adderall and crap like that, they should be prosecuted for it. That's the way I look at that.
They hit the Adderall in the eclairs, Mike.
And now a little something. A 54-year-old guy named Tim Kielty from Corvallis, Oregon, got high by inhaling a few whippets of nitrous on Monday night. Then he went into a grocery store. And he pooped on the floor.
No.
No.
Then he kept walking through the aisles.
Well, what's he supposed to do?
Till the employees finally convinced him to leave. But after that, it was just the beginning. He left the store, wandered into a stranger's house, and then he pooped on their couch.
Oh,
man.
The people who lived there tried to get him to leave, but he ignored them and just asked if they could give him a towel. Eventually, the cops got there, and Tim was arrested for criminal mischief, trespassing, disorderly conduct, criminal mischief. Nothing about the nitrous that he took. When asked why he pooped on the floor on the couch, Tim said, "I love to laugh." That didn't seem like a good idea at the time. Okay. You gotta go. You gotta go. You gotta go on the couch or on the floor of the store. Nitrous makes me laugh.
Do you need a towel?
Get me a towel, please. Take a break and come back with the audio of Walt and Robin Sway right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, if you're looking for podcast perfection, check out The Robin Joe Show.
It's The Robin Joe Show. Listen to it's The Robin Joe. It's The Robin Joe Show. Listen every week for new episodes. Damn it. It's The Robin Joe Show. New episode. F*** me. It's The Robin Joe Show. New episode every week. RobinJoeShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the TMOS app.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, Amazon, you know all about it,
yes,
right? Remember, the Amazon link on our page. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. Now relax because you've saved yourself a lot of time. Way to go. Let's open up the audio vault without further ado with Rob Spiewak for Wednesday, May 24th, 2016. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
You're a news guy. I don't watch news as much as you. Do you know MSNBC's Bill Cornacki?
Yes,
or Cornacki. I don't know how to say his name.
Always thought that he's a rather youthful-looking guy.
Well, yeah. he was
like a kid.
Little distracted when he was covering. You mentioned that Bill Cosby's allegations are moving along, and they were covering it on NBC yesterday. I don't know that he really had his head in the game.
But again, we're going to begin with that breaking news we told you about at the top. Right now, out of Pennsylvania, Bill Clinton is set to arrive at a suburban... Excuse me, Bill Cosby is set to arrive at a suburban Philadelphia courthouse.
So, just the one little error that he had there.
He also gets a little excited, a little too excited.
Do you think that was excitement that tripped him up there?
I think he gets excited about everything, especially anything that starts with Trump.
Yeah, he likes that. Look at this. Look what happened here. Look at this. Look at this. Yeah, look at this. Look what he said now.
It's fair and balanced, Mike.
Let me change the topic then. There is a piano sales floor, a store that sells pianos, right? And in this store, they keep...
Jordan Kitts?
It might be a Jordan Kitts. It might be... What was the old Campbell's that sold organs in the mall? There was the Campbell's organ store.
I try, again, for you, those not in the D.C. area, there's a store called Jordan Kitts.
Piano Superstore.
Yeah, and they run commercials on every radio station.
Do you remember the jingle?
No.
Jordan Kitts. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I don't remember that.
Mike, I drive by it every time I go to school now, and I think about that same commercial.
You know, I watched Patton's special on Netflix,
oh,
which was
so
extremely
funny.
I love it when he does the oarsman. Oarsman, Doug, yeah, you can depend on. He talks about stuff that he still remembers. It was brilliant.
From his childhood, because he's a
from
DC guy, so
yeah.
Great. So in
doing
this-
business is a pleasure with the pal at Fair Oaks, Doug.
So in this piano showroom, like some businesses, they have a dog. It's an Irish setter.
Yes.
And Irish setters are very smart dogs. This dog not only plays the piano and sings, Mike, he goes from piano to piano. He plays three different songs. So he's up on his hind legs, beating his paws on the piano and singing. His name is Elmo.
I'd go there this weekend if it was close by.
All right. He's down. He's walking to the White Grand now.
So dog is actually hitting the keys.
Yeah, with his
to
front
make
paws.
Him howl like this. That is fantastic.
But wait,
dog.
He doesn't like the White Grand, Mike. He's going to go over to the upright now. So now, yeah, off. You can hear him walking on the tile. And what's so sad is as much as we're enjoying that, if you worked there, you'd want to kill yourself.
Probably.
Oh my god.
So hey, that was cute a million years ago. Shut up, Elmo.
Do you think they bring Elmo out like for just brief periods of time?
I think so.
Because I would never go in there. You'd have people going into that store specifically. Bring out Elmo.
Bring out Elmo. I want to see a dog play piano. I want to see Dog play piano. Where Dog play piano? Oh, Mike, and also, we're a little short on time, so let's close with this. Big news for big train enthusiasts.
Swiss officials next month will open the world's longest and deepest train tunnel, which passes 7,500 feet below the Alps, which beats out the current longest and deepest tunnel, Yo Mama.
Your magic audio phone. Have a great Wednesday.
Hearing Seth Meyers say that works very well. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, send it along to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And we won't do it on Wednesday. We'll do it tomorrow.
Tomorrow we'll do it.
Anyway, don't forget to take our survey. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It means a lot to us. And remember, we rely on your word of mouth. You know what? Call a radio station if you'd like us to be in your town.
Sure.
That actually works sometimes. You'd be surprised. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying we'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Good day.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.